Hello everyone, Ron and David here, coming to you from our website, astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, what's in store in the heavens for February 9th to February 16th and beyond.
There are no major changes in the heavens this coming week, but there are some interesting developments with ongoing planetary combinations that are worth taking note of.
The Jupiter opposite Venus-Pluto pattern gets an extra boost on Monday, February 10th, when the Moon will join in on the Jupiter side of the equation.
As we have been reporting in recent weeks, the Venus opposite Jupiter pattern pits the planet of values, costs, pleasures, against the planet of law, religion, morals, and ethics.
This shows up in various ways, often in the form of a moral dilemma, where moral standards have to be compromised for the sake of costs or some other apparently necessary gain. Or you can have Jupiter, the planet of law, coming down on Venus, the planet of marriage, compromises, finances, etc., which could give us anything from a controversial score at the Olympics from the judges' table to draconian laws handed down by our noble public servants.
And now we turn our attention to the Mars-Rahu-Saturn pattern, which formed last week when Mars entered Libra.
My recollection is that Rahu is a significator of accidents, and since Mars is the planet of competition in sports, the Mars-Rahu conjunction seems rather ominous for the Olympic Games.
Yes, David, you are right. Rahu is indeed a significator of accidents in Vedic astrology, and Mars is not just sports, but actions in general. Mars is impatient and hasty. Rahu is also obsessive, which isn't good either. So this pattern in the heavens is a rather nasty indicator.
Yes, and we have already seen some examples. And this pattern gets an additional boost from Saturn, which is also an accident maker.
True that, David. But although Saturn is far away at the other end of Libra, and so not as much of a factor compared to the much closer connection of Mars to Rahu, which will be forming an even tighter conjunction and thus more effective for events over the coming weeks.
Oh boy, then Mars goes retrograde, which is supposed to make Mars even more malefic.
Yeah, that happens on March 1st, when Mars and Rahu will be only 2 degrees away from each other.
So that means the Mars-Rahu combination is having effects not just in the Sochi Games, but is actually hanging around for quite a while and getting much worse. How long does this last, Ron?
Well, Mars will be in Libra until March 24th, and then it will back out of that sign by its retrograde motion and thus break the connection with Rahu.
Well, I guess this is a planetary combination we'll be reporting on for a while. What do you suggest people do in their daily lives?
Well, just be careful, that's all. And especially if you have natal planets or sensitive points in the early degrees of Libra in your birth chart.
Yes, so, Ron, what about the Mercury retrograde conjunct Neptune situation? It's only been a few days into it since last Friday, February 6th, but already we're seeing some events suggesting this is a weird, even sneaky planetary pattern.
Right, David. It's the Neptune factor that changes this Mercury retrograde period from something merely annoying to something with more sinister implications.
Like some of the convoluted messages coming from the Russians, their denial that there is anything amiss or rigged in their sponsorship of the games, in spite of all the complaints coming from the international media.
But there are some ways to make positive use of the energy pattern, for instance. It's a good combination, especially in the sign Aquarius, for doing something for the disadvantaged.
Or at least thinking and talking about it. Mercury isn't really a significator of action. Rather, it is a planet of communication. So more words, verbiage, hot air, soapboxes, aplenty.
Yeah, all right. Mercury will only be with Neptune in Aquarius until February 18th, and then it backs into Capricorn. On Friday, February 14th, we have a full moon at 2 degrees Leo. This marks the culmination of the energies of the lunar month Maka, named for the lunar sign that the full moon falls in, Maga.
And let's not forget that the 14th is Valentine's Day, so everyone on the romance track should pay close attention to what follows.
Yeah, note how the full moon will be nearly exactly opposite retrograde Mercury. The full moon will therefore add energy to the backwards thinking of the retrograde planet of the intellect.
The full moon is strongly emotional, and it will be opposed by a less than rational Mercury. But love is an affair of the heart, not the head, so maybe it's okay for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, sure. Just be careful of those irrational decisions or ill-timed communications.
Ron, doesn't an opposition like this compel the emotional reactivity of the moon to work against the utopian thinking of the Mercury-Neptune combination?
Well, that's one way of putting it. Oppositions between planets are sometimes hard to figure out. In Vedic astrology, this is called a mutual aspect. In other words, each planet or group of planets is affecting the opposite one. So Mercury plus Neptune is affecting the moon simultaneously while the moon affects Mercury plus Neptune. Oppositions are, well, oppositional. It could be a this versus that kind of effect.
But wouldn't you say that since this is a full moon, that the moon is on the stronger side of the equation and thus has more influence?
Yes, David, that would be the logical assumption.
So the Leo full moon, being in the sign of the king and the government, is going to trump whatever utopian altruistic ideals that retrograde Mercury with Neptune in Aquarius combination suggests. I nominate the prideful Russian government as manifesting the Leo full moon, and the progressive media as the Aquarius Mercury opponent.
Well, that's a good example, David. We'll have to watch for what happens and report back to our audience next week.
Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. Now on to segment 3 of this week's show.